From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. The U.S. president makes a historic visit. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to Cuba on a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. He will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro as well as with Cuban dissidents. VOA White House correspondent Maris Alice Salinas has more on the story.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president today, with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win the runoff after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons, and the opposition called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger says voting began very quietly, with low turnout across the country in the early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital on Wednesday. We'd like to invite you to come on by our website anytime at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish police are trying to identify who is behind a bombing that killed five people, including two Americans. Saturday's attack occurred in the main shopping district of Istanbul, where some foreign consulates are located. Two Israelis and an Iranian were also killed in the attack, which wounded at least 36 people. Salah Abdeslam, a key suspect in the November terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris, is being held in a Brussels prison. He was transported there under tight security Saturday, a day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during the police raid that captured them. Three people accused of helping Abdeslam hide were also arrested. A French prosecutor says Abdeslam planned to blow himself up outside a football stadium on the day of the attacks, but changed his mind. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client is cooperating with Belgian police, but will fight extradition to France. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Palm Sunday dawned in Jerusalem's old city to the sound of bells at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The holiday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and the beginning of the Christian Easter Holy Week. Priests chanted the Palm Sunday liturgy, waving olive and palm branches as fragrant incense filled the church where tradition says Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed early Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspection. Authorities say the so-called black boxes should show what happened in the moments leading up to the crash at the airport in the city of Rostov-on-Don. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but high and gusty winds may have played a strong role in the crash. The five remaining American presidential hopefuls are drumming up support from voters days before two more primaries and a caucus measures their popular support. As usual, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has been generating controversy and attention. Protesters tried to stop a Trump rally in Arizona near the Mexican border Saturday by leaving their cars in the middle of a street and blocking traffic. Some held up a banner reading, "Dump Trump." Three people were arrested. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.